Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Marlene Lockhart and I talked to State Senator Warren Hardy. The Senate was in session till 4:30 this morning, and he's in the middle of a firestorm. Plus, Dr. Jeffrey Geis in part two of his interview. He's the principal of Cheyenne High School. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Need a DVD made quick? At DVD Express, you get your DVD copies fast. They offer the fastest turnaround time, so your DVD project is back to you in no time. DVD Express can convert your old media to DVD. They convert VHS, Betamax, 8mm video, and 8 or 16mm film, all to DVD. You can even save your family photo albums to DVD. Back up your business presentations and project video archives. Call DVD Express at 775-324-1922.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This segment is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. University of Phoenix. Learn more at phoenix.edu. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we welcome to the program as we tape this on Thursday, the 21st of May. State Senator Warren Hardy, pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Hey, Sam. It's good to be here, as always.
Well, Senator, yesterday was an extraordinary day filled with one unbelievable event after another, beginning the day with your announcement that because of a threat of an ethics complaint against you, you had to withdraw as being the chief negotiator on the Senate side for the tax package and benefit reforms. Can you tell us a little bit about those events and who's behind the threat and exactly what happened?
Well, just to be clear, I didn't have to. I did so out of an abundance of caution. One of the things, as you know, I've been attacked on the ethics front before by those who don't agree with what I do in this building or at the legislature, and so this is kind of a continuation of that. Apparently, some individuals not agreeing with my position on the reforms issued a less than veiled threat that there was going to be an ethics complaint filed against me because of my relationship with Steve Hill. I don't believe I have a conflict. I still don't believe I have a conflict. But what I've always done in my entire legislative career is follow exactly and precisely the advice of our counsel. I went in and spoke to them. They believe I have a conflict either, but they said out of an abundance of caution, I should abstain until they can get me a legal opinion that can completely permit me to vote. So out of an abundance of caution, I withdrew from the negotiations. So I don't believe I had a conflict, but you see the cause and effect of what happened there. We're a citizens' legislature. The issue. The matter at issue was that Steve Hill, who is the chairman, or president, I guess they call it, of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, also serves on my board of directors. at the Associated Builders and Contractors. He is a life member, which is an honorary position on the board. I don't think he's been at a board meeting in 10 months. But nevertheless, my legal counsel thought it was best, particularly because, and I think mostly because, the Supreme Court has yet to rule. As you know, on the ethics commission, the ethics issues that were filed against me last year, all but one of those was thrown out. They indicated that they, being the ethics commission, indicated that they stipulated, acknowledged that I'd followed the advice of counsel, but they thought the advice of my counsel was wrong. Well, you can't have a legislature function if we can't rely on the advice of our counsel. As a result of that, we took it to district court. Judge Maddox agreed with us completely, and it went to the Supreme Court, where oral arguments have been heard, and we expect a ruling any day. But because that is pending, it puts me in a little bit of a unique situation as opposed to the rest of the legislature. And my advice from counsel was that I abstain out of an abundance of caution on the tax vote on the reform package. And I chose to withdraw from the negotiations. That wasn't necessarily part of what they told me. I just, again, total abundance of caution.
Okay, now you didn't get finished until what, 4 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, I left the building about 4:30.
Why was it necessary to keep going until 4:30 this morning?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me that, Sam. You've been around a long time. Well, I don't know. You know, I guess first comes sleep deprivation, then comes loud music, and then I think waterboarding. So I'm not sure I might have the rock music and the waterboarding backwards, but I'm anxious to see what today holds. Well, no, you know, and all kidding aside, you know, Senator Horsford is very, very committed to the issues he believes in. He's very, very committed to getting this budget funded, as are we. We all agreed the governor's budget was not acceptable, that it was lacking in key areas, including particularly education. And we worked together as a group to build a budget that made sense, that we could afford in these economic times. We have never wavered over the course of the last year, and if you'd like to go back and research all of the media that any Republican member of the Senate has issued, we've never wavered that significant reforms have to be part of the final solution. And now we're accused at the 11th hour of holding things up. And we're apart on two or three very, very minor items.
For example?
Well, you know, the Democrats have offered a bill on PERS. They've offered some movement on PEB and on 288, collective bargaining reform for state employees. We're really down to three issues. And this is what held us here till 4 o'clock last night. We think, and we agreed with them early on in the process, that because of the pounding that our state employees and teachers have taken, that we don't want anything we do in PERS and PEBS to impact current employees and retirees. So we stipulated to that very early in the process. So the reforms we're talking about are going to impact new hires. The reforms that are still, we are still at odds on, are 30 years from now. And we believe 30 years from now, when the minimum, when the life expectancy of an individual is probably, I don't know what it'll be, probably 85 or 90 years, we don't believe it's unrealistic to ask individuals to work until they're 62, and firefighters and police to work until they're 50. So that's the first issue.
And where are the Democrats?
Currently, they want to leave it as it currently is, and that is, if you work 30 years, you can retire at any age. The problem with that is you get somebody who goes into the service of the state at 20 years old, they're eligible to retire with full benefits at the age of 50, or 48 if they start right out of high school. So, you know, we just don't think 30 years from now that's sufficient. And this is, we're talking full benefits when you retire. So that's the first issue.
Okay, let's take a break, come back and deal with issues 2 and 3. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the most progressive industrial park in America. I'm Lance Gelman, and this is the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Our feature subject is the 15-mile extension of the USA Parkway, connecting north to south and I-80 to Highway 50. When complete, this highway will open up rural Nevada to this major employment center. The shorter commute will save Nevada over 500,000 gallons of fuel and eliminate 22 million pounds of CO2 emissions in the first year alone. This is the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center.
Jim Stevens kayaks past hidden rocks, a hazardous hobby. But he'll take no chance deciding his personal insurance. He researches, shops, and then checks with us. He gets peace of mind by protecting his assets. Sally Sitters defies gravity daily. It's a risky business, but she'll take no chance deciding her family's health insurance plan. She researches, shops, and then checks with us. She gets peace of mind by protecting her assets. Check with us before you write a check.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Danny, what are you doing?
Beating cash. Why?
Oh,
the Reno Rodeo must be in town. Oh, we should go.
Yes, you should.
Saddle up and get your tickets today at RenoRodeo.com or call 1-800-225-2277. The Reno Rodeo, the West is coming to town.
So, Danny, how'd you get cash past security?
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. University of Phoenix. Learn more at phoenix.edu. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Warren Hardy in the middle of everything as the Senate was in meetings until 4:30 this morning. Let's move on to the second area of how close you guys are with the Democrats at this point.
The second area of contention is the length of service that we believe state employees ought to work before they can receive full benefits. Currently, that's decided by a multiplier that goes into the average. It's a complicated formula, but currently the multiplier is 2.67, which means you have to work 28 years before you can fully vest in a very generous program, retirement program. The offer is on the table to go to a 2.5, which would make the minimum age of 30. We believe it should be 2.35, which makes the minimum age or the minimum length of service. Excuse me, I misspoke. The minimum length of service at 32 years. So we think you should work until you're 62 if you're a regular employee. 30 years from now, when your life expectancy is going to be 85 to 90 years. And I think it's very important to point out under Social Security. With penalty, you can retire at 62. Without penalty, you can retire at 65. So we think it's not unreasonable to ask state employees, local government employees, to come on par with what those that are going to invest in the Social Security program do. And then finally, the last one is not really a philosophical issue for us. It's an issue of trying to, and both of these are trying to deal with the unfunded mandate, I've been up all night. So.
Yeah, right.
The unfunded liability on PERS and PEB. And we just don't see any way that you can make meaningful, significant progress on the unfunded liability on PEB unless you eliminate the retirement benefit for new hires when they retire. We're the only state that offers that subsidy and that benefit. And the Democrats basically are making the argument or the case that nobody will have access to that. Well, they're getting it in every other state. We are the only state that offers that benefit, and it is bankrupting our system. Governor Gwynn warned us 6 years ago now that we had to do something now or we will bankrupt the PEB system.
So where do we go from here? What happens next?
Well, Senator Townsend, as you know, is a very capable negotiator, and he's taken over the negotiations. He's working with them. We broke down last night. Senator Townsend was briefing me from time to time as I saw him in the halls. You know, how's it going? We ultimately broke down at 2 o'clock this morning. When the Democrats essentially backtracked on something that they agreed with me on 4 days ago. We haven't had discussions about the minimum retirement age for police and firefighters since Saturday. And last night, they had agreed to go 25 and out and minimum of 20 years at the age of 55. And last night, they came back with a new sheet that showed that age of 50. And when Senator Townsend showed that to me, he had kind of missed it because it was not obvious. And I said, now this has got to be a mistake because we've agreed here. And so he went down to clarify it. And in fact, it wasn't a mistake. They had backed off on that. And I just, if we're going to start at 2 o'clock in the morning with stuff that was agreed to, 4 days ago, it's impossible to make progress.
Well, is there going to be a cooling off period today to try to let emotions simmer down and then come back together? Or what's going to be, you're up against the deadline to get these bills to the governor?
Well, yeah, I think here's the reason for Nevadans to be encouraged. This is the most contentious time, this is my fourth session as a senator. I served in the assembly. I've been in this building in one capacity or another for 20 years. And I've never seen such a bipartisan spirit of cooperation. We're in a crisis. We're Nevadans. I think all of us view that any failure of the legislature is going to be viewed as just that, the failure of the legislature. There's a commitment to work together. We've had this, breakdown and partisan split in the 11th hour here, but we have worked up in very good faith up to this point. But we're, essentially being accused of adding 11th hour stuff that nobody knew about. You will not find one quote from Senator Raggio, from myself, from Senator Townsend. You will not find one quote that doesn't tie the tax increase to the reforms. And the Democrats want to say, we're not tying them together. Well, with due respect to the Democrats, who I do respect very much, Senator Horsford and I came up through the ranks together, respect them a great deal, I don't think they ought to be lecturing us about the condition of our votes. Every legislator is able to decide for themselves what conditions will be associated with their vote. And we have said from day one that it's a condition. We can call what we want. We don't have to call it a quid pro quo. We can, come up with a, code name if they would prefer. But we're not voting for it without the reforms. And we have been clear on that from day one, and we have not departed from that.
And you've got this time barrier, which is that for those on the Republican side who intend to vote for some kind of increase in taxes, that if it isn't gotten done pretty quick here, and basically 5 days ahead of when it would normally be done, that it's not going to happen and it would revert to the governor's budget. Is the governor's staff actively involved with you at this point?
Well, the governor's been very...
No, you've got about 30 seconds.
The governor's been very clear on his position. The governor's staff has been very active with us in terms of bills that we're concerned about, that I think there's a disagreement between us and the governor. He's going to veto an action that we're willing to take. So there's a bit of a difference on there. Where there's no difference is the governor's been in staff has been in communication with us about which bills we believe are problematic and that he should consider for a veto. And so they have been involved, they have been in contact with us regarding those matters.
Okay, and that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you so much on No Sleep for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Mattressland is celebrating Memorial Day by marking down every Sealy Posturepedic, every Simmons Beautyrest, and every Stearns & Foster in our huge $2 million inventory. At Mattressland, with every premium mattress set, you'll get free delivery, free setup, a free heavy-duty bed frame, and free removal of your old set. Plus, with approved credit, make no down payment and pay no interest for 2 full years. And don't miss our great selection of Tempur-Pedic mattresses, pillows, and adjustable beds.
Mattressland, Reno, Carson City, and Sparks.
The wrong time to think about car insurance is when you need it most. Meet Jill. Jill has AAA auto insurance. Jill knows that her AAA insurance is just as dependable as the emergency roadside service she gets from AAA. So, if you've been wondering about your insurance, call us for a quote today and find out how additional coverage options make auto insurance from AAA more affordable than ever. And with over 90 years of insurance experience, AAA has seen it all. So if Jill ever does have a claim, she knows her AAA insurance team is dedicated to getting her vehicle repaired and back on the road, just like it never happened. Call right now or visit your local AAA office for a no-obligation auto insurance quote, and you'll get this complimentary accident claim kit just for getting a quote. This kit includes a disposable camera, information checklist, a flashlight, and more. Because AAA wants you to be prepared for whatever the road brings you. Call AAA Insurance now. Get more. Get AAA.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He's the principal at Cheyenne High School in North Las Vegas. And I got to congratulate you on your 10-2 football season. That was quite a feat. Now let's get back to this No Child Left Behind. And you know, there's a No Child Left Behind Supplemental Education Services provision, federally mandated after-school tutoring program. Now, it has cost the state over $20 million in the last 5 years, but really, it's really had no effect on Clark County student achievement in reading and, you know, slight gains in math. 20 grand, the only people that seem to be profiting on this is the tutorial companies.
Well, it's had a positive
20
effect.
Million, excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's had a positive effect on the students at my school because the proficiency test, first of all, let's talk about this math proficiency. The word math proficiency in and of itself is very deceptive. It is not a math proficiency test where kids have to do some division and subtraction and multiplication. It's an algebra and geometry test. So let's call it what it is. It's algebra and geometry. So you have to prepare those students to pass that test. And that test has the highest failure rate compared to the reading test and the writing test. So we've made adequate yearly progress at Cheyenne High School. Again, I can't talk globally, but I know that the tutoring efforts that we've established in the after-school program that we run has helped those students pass those proficiency exams.
Then why aren't the numbers better? What, you know, to spend $20 million on this program and to look at the numbers district wide, you know, it's just not there.
Well, the Clark County School District is one of the 10 largest school districts in the United States, and for the last 2 years, the school district is the only one of the top 10 that has made adequate yearly progress. So I don't know that those numbers haven't panned out relative to achievement.
Okay.
The other thing you have to consider is that every time you achieve under adequate yearly progress, you must achieve higher the next year. You can't just remain the status quo, because the goal is 100% proficiency by, what is it, 2014. I believe, Jeff Geis believes, that's an unreasonable goal. I think even Ronald Reagan said, the poor will always be with us. That's like saying you're going to eradicate poverty. So we're going to eradicate all non-proficiency? I think that that's a little unreasonable.
Well, it seems it would be unreasonable no matter what deadline you put on it, 2020, 2030, you're never going to get 100% proficiency, are you?
I agree with you.
Okay, let's turn to another subject. There's been a recent case where a Durango High School math teacher was put on administrative leave after he was arrested for selling drugs, methamphetamine, and marijuana, and he is put on administrative leave. Shouldn't a teacher like that, shouldn't the school district be allowed to just fire him rather than put on administrative leave? If teachers want more pay or no pay cuts, shouldn't they be held accountable when they're selling drugs?
Well, I don't want to talk about that case in particular because I know nothing about that situation. But I don't know anything about the specifics about this individual or the specifics about the school or anything relative to that. But I'll talk in generalities. And the answer that I would give you is yes. But you have to understand that when I've been in the position where I've had to dismiss employees or recommend dismissal. And when you put someone on suspension, you undergo an investigatory process and get all your ducks in a row, if you will. And then you recommend dismissal. And the individuals have certain due process rights, just as any state or any employee would in many organizations, state, public, or private. So that may be a long answer, but ultimately, I think in the end, when teachers are involved in criminal activities, such as the one you cited or others, they end up terminated.
for the most part?
Well, the ones that I've dealt with, certainly, that have been guilty of criminal activities with a student, or the example that you gave, end up terminated.
Okay,
yes.
One last quick question. Teacher recruiting. Up here in Washoe County, there's really no jobs to be had. They're even trying to buy out some of the older teachers. Is there an issue with teacher recruiting in Clark County, or are you like Washoe where there are very few jobs available?
Yes, we had 13 vacancies at my school that we knew of about a month and a half ago because teachers transferred out. Right now, today, I only have 8 vacancies. Many of those are in the English language arts, math, and special education. Math, special education, and science are the hardest areas to recruit teachers.
Okay, so. Jeffrey, we've got to cut it off right there.
Sure.
Thank you.
Double cash savings this Memorial Day weekend at More Furniture for Less. 4 days only. Get double the sales tax in savings. That's over 15%. Double savings store-wide on more living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, leather and entertainment furniture, kids and teens furniture, and more. Double the sales tax in savings. That's over 15%. But it's this Memorial Day weekend only through Monday, 9 p.m. at More Furniture for Less.
Spring is here, and so is the annual Memorial Day parking lot sale at the Spa and Sauna Shop. New Caldera Spas, display models and closeout specials, all available for immediate delivery. Save up to $3,000 this weekend only. Also receive a $1,200 extra value package when you purchase your Caldera Spa. This includes free delivery, a free locking safety cover, and a free set of steps.
Special financing terms available upon credit approval.
The Spa and Sauna Shop Memorial Day parking lot sale, this Friday through Monday only. The Spa and Sauna Shop is one block south of McCarran off Longley Lane.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up next week, our first guest, Assemblyman Ty Cobb. We'll see you on the next Nevada Newsmakers.